listening to it.
Yeah.
I haven't worked out.
Well, I'll just try stuff. Yeah. All right, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
again, felt like everybody wasn't as glued to the page as you were last time, and even when things got a little weird, they got back on quickly and kind of kept going through it, as opposed to saying, you know, the intimidation wasn't there nearly as much. Wojtek, you had a great soul on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you just were hearing more of the stuff in your head and trying to play it.
Yeah, I just was going by some melody.
Yeah, that's a good lesson. I mean, you have to practice all this. You know, I've been giving Wojtek, you know, piano patterns and stuff to practice over everything. But when you actually go to play, you can't really be thinking about that stuff anymore.
Right, there was no thinking in it. I had the melody, like the main theme, and that was driving whatever I was doing. Like
you have a theme, and you're just trying to alter it to fit over the chord change that's coming. We talked a little bit about this with that guide tone thing, that you pick one note per chord change and it goes up or down. Let's try that. Let's all take solos with, it's almost the same thing that's going on with the head. You have, you know, it's this fourth that gets filled in from the other direction.
Everything I do is, throughout the entire thing, I think, is, you mean leading tones or
kind of,
passing
but
tones
it's
or
just taking a shape, an interval, a melodic pattern or something, and trying to fit it over the next set of chord changes that come up. Yeah, that's what you do with bass lines all the time.
That's what I'm trying to do with this one.
It sounds like it. It sounds really good.
I think I jumped the rail.
Now
and then, but I get back on.
Right.
Quickly
well,
get back on.
That's all that matters. I mean, the main thing to, especially for rhythm section players, is you hit all the tonic chords. So whenever there's a C major, you're in the key of C major. If you miss a D minor every once in a while, it's understanding also what every chord is doing there, where it's taking you. If you don't get that particular turnaround, at least you get where it lands. And then you fill in the rest as you go. Kind of. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You look confused.
No, I'm just thinking about, like...
The wheels are turning.
Well, you do. I'm like, okay, what is the division really doing? Like, it's doing something, right? Like you just said, it's not just like
something.
You just pick a random chord and stuff it
right.
up there, right? It's like...
I mean, usually when I at least with private students, I have people learn to, or at least try to learn tunes by... You know, Roman numeral functions. So saying, okay, what are all the major chords in this? Because those are the resting places. That's where you land. And then beyond that, you go back a step. You say, well, what are all the dominant chords? Like, if you land there, that's C major, and then that's kind of your G7. That's gonna go back. So you get all the dominants. Then you know where they're gonna land. Then you're just left really with a couple of chords to fill in, and if you get them, great, and if you don't, it's not a huge deal to how the tune works. Unless
it's the same as 2-5-1s here, right?
Right. That everything's part of a 2-5-1, and if you know where they resolve, you can meet everybody at the end, even if you don't get every single thing. Anyways, let's try taking... let's go around again and just try to take a solo with a single... Let's limit it to a 3-note pattern. So, here, I'll go first, and then we'll go around this way. I'll just give you an example. I'm going to try to keep that same melodic shape every time. But I can do different rhythmic things with it, which is where the fun for you comes in, kind of. But I'm going to try to kind of preserve it, and that's a way of training your ears to hear the way that the different chords